practices, and finally, it was showtime. "How are you doing?" Alicia, a seasoned professional dancer, asked me in her distinctly Argentine Spanish. "Fantastic. Awesome. Let's just enjoy the music. Forget the crowd. They're not even here." That wasn't entirely true. It was hard to even fathom 50,000 spectators and coordinators in El Rural, even if it was the biggest exhibition hall in Buenos Aires. Through the thick haze of cigarette smoke, you could barely make out the huge, undulating mass in the stands, and everywhere there was exposed floor, except the sacred 30-by-40-foot space in the middle of it all. I adjusted my pinstriped suit and fussed with my blue silk handkerchief until it was obvious that I was just fidgeting.
"Are you nervous?"
"I'm not nervous. I'm excited. I'm just going to have fun and let the rest follow." "Number 152, you're up." Our chaperone had done his job, and now it was our turn. I whispered an inside joke to Alicia as we stepped on the hardwood platform.
"Tranquilo."
"Take it easy." She laughed, and at just that moment I thought to myself, what on earth would I be doing right now if I hadn't left my job and the United States over a year ago? The thought vanished as quickly as it had appeared when the announcer came over the loudspeaker and the crowd erupted to match him. "Pareja número 1, 5, 2,